How about now? How are we doing? This good? Right here?
A little more.
Okay, we're still killing it.
Oh, there we go.
Look at that. All right. Almost all the way up.
All right. Well, it's the next day, the day two of Deplorapalooza. We got here last night. We were interviewing some guests up in the presidential, what is it, the Empire Suite?
The Trumpageddon.
Yeah, whatever suite on top of the Trump Hotel. Last night was absolutely crazy. I was not prepared, I don't think. Red, what were your first reactions?
Yeah, I walked in and I was, wow, this is, there's got a lot of people that really enjoy the being called deplorable. They're loving it. Everybody's loving it. Everybody's having, like, a fantastic time. It's incredible. This was my thought. And also, I'm overwhelmed.
Yeah, no, I totally was. I think I walked in and went straight into Trump shock for, like, I don't know, at least 10 minutes.
We were trying to meet people, and Zed just stood there with this, like, grimace on his face. It was like the TDS is clearly visible. It's just right there on your face.
Yeah, Red had to remind me to smile a couple of times. But after we got going, I kind of warmed up a little bit. I don't know. There were definitely some people that were very inebriated, and I mean, it was fun to talk to them.
Some of them you'll hear.
Yeah, here on this podcast, we talked to so many people last night. We've got more interviews we're doing today. I am still a little taken aback. I was wearing the token liberal shirt last night, and to be honest, I found myself several times, depending on who we were talking to, like, pulling my jacket up to make sure they couldn't read the liberal part, because I was like, okay, this person is so drunk, I think they might throw me off this building.
But you did get a hug.
I did, from a very drunk lady who was very nice, but she hugged me and welcomed me on behalf of the deplorables.
So. She welcomed you for being a liberal.
That's right.
So, there you go. I mean, I thought it was pretty cool. We met Trump. He was at the event.
Yeah, you guys will hear that in just a minute if you haven't, depending on where I'm putting that in the recording. But that was, we'll put the whole thing up. We're going to put a snippet up today.
Trump. Okay, maybe it wasn't the real Trump.
It's close. May as well have been if you had been there. The voice does not even do it justice. The guy even had like the orange concealer on and the hair combed over. It was really something.
The guy was Trump.
It was insane. His inflections, everything, his facial expressions, the hand gestures, everything was down to a T. This is Ed with the Daily Circus Podcast. I am joined by...
I am the greatest president in the history of presidents, and I'm here high atop Trump Tower at Deplorapalooza. It's the first one, and there will be many, many more. And we want to thank you for being here and letting us be on the air. By the way, this will be your most downloaded, listened to podcast ever. It's going to break all the records. Not only is it going to go viral, it's going to be like a sinus infection, actually.
Well, Mr. President, we're glad you could join us here today.
You had a great voice. He's a great voice. What a great voice.
Thank you. I want to ask you, I know that you've been tweeting a lot to Mike Bloomberg. You've even established a nickname. Right. How do you feel about that $700 million that he spent?
Oh, it's $1 billion. It's a billion dollars. You know what? It was absolutely ridiculous. He spent $1 billion. Real cost, by the way. $1 billion. And what did he get? American Samoa. American Samoa. He didn't even get a state for $1 billion. It just shows you can't buy an election, but you can buy American Samoa, which is fine. And they're wonderful people, the Samoans. You probably are Samoa, by the way you look.
I think that was a fat joke, ladies and gentlemen.
Well, they were certainly having a blast, and I think we were having fun talking to them, having a blast.
Yeah, for sure. Well, we have a busy day of recording, so we'll keep you guys updated. We'll be releasing audio content probably for the next week on this thing, just because we already have so much, and we just really got started with the first night last night. So just keep checking the feed. We'll post things as we can, and we are here to... I don't know. I still feel I have a problem saying enjoy. I'm here to observe.
We're the press. We're not allowed to enjoy it.
So, all right. Well, stay tuned, guys, and we'll be bringing you more from Deplorapalooza live on the Daily Circus Podcast.
We're the Deplorapalooza. That's who we are. We all stand united and we come from near and far. We pledge allegiance. happy to bring.